You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back again to MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And, boy, Adam, in 1 week, so much has happened. Let's start with Doug Melvin. We know stepped down out of the general manager role. He is the president of baseball operations. The process, the search has begun. With a week now to reflect on it, anything about that situation stand out to you, whether it be the timing, the manner, because this is unusual to a certain degree, how they're going about it. Any additional thoughts on it?
Well, you know, I have a better understanding, I think, of the timing, because I've been asking Doug Melvin for months now what his thoughts were on his future. And, you know, we haven't really gotten answers. I think it's a little more clear to me now why, because in the days since this announcement, you know, he has his entire front office now sort of contemplating what's going to happen and where do we go from here. And I think the Brewers, Doug in particular, wanted to get through some important things this year with everybody focused on the job at hand before they start thinking about this big picture. So that was the draft. That was the trade deadline. You get past those things. Now he can sort of put into motion a process that was coming at some point. You know, we talked about this last week. He is 63. He has been a general manager since the end of 1994. You know, a transition in some form was coming at some time. And I don't know that there's a perfect time to do it. But the way Doug was looking at it, he wanted to do it in a way that would, you know, be the most natural for the highest number of people. And in this, doing it in the second week of August, they were through some critical points on the baseball calendar. Now, you know, his people are obviously curious of what their future holds, and I'm sure there are some resumes going out and some phone calls happening and the natural things that would happen for any of us if our, you know, employment situation was about to change. But they wanted to do it at a time that it wasn't so abrupt. That's at least my sort of thinking on this as I've had some time to reflect on it. So from a day-to-day, it's still, you know, the business as usual. Doug Melvin is the general manager. He's running the baseball operation. He'll continue, he said, to do so until they find someone. And now this process is underway. It's going to be the owner, Marcotte Nacio, said he wants an orderly, thorough process that involves at least 30 candidates on this initial list. And they're going through the process of getting permission to do some interviews. Doug Melvin told me he submitted a list of some internal candidates that he would like looked at, and they'll begin that process and see where it takes them. The ideal, again, and I think we said this, Dave, in the wake of it, is you'd like to have someone in place by the winter meetings. That's such an important week in baseball. But again, Marcotte Nacio said he wants the right person. He recognizes this is a huge decision for the organization that's going to have an impact on for many, many years. So he wants to get the right guy or lady, and they're going to take the time doing so. So it is interesting because it's not the abrupt change that you so often see in baseball where a general or a general manager either resigns or is relieved of his duties. This is a little more of a transition, and the Brewers are going to be an interesting test case to see how this goes.
You know, it's not fair of me to characterize Doug Melvin and the way he has handled the job over the years, but let's just paint with some broad strokes. The game has gone certainly more to the analytical young whippersnappers out of college, maybe even with not so much baseball expertise or knowledge. Right? I mean, it's understanding the elements of it, but certainly grasping a lot of the mathematical or analytical elements of it. Doug Melvin comes from the older school. I don't think there's a front office in baseball that doesn't really wrap their arms around the analytics at some level. But do you see this being a dramatic shift ultimately for this organization to much more of the analytical edge and away from more of the old guard style of days past?
Well, you know, that's a hard question to answer from the outside when you're not privy to the debates that happened in that war room on individual players. And, you know, they do, you're right, and the Brewers, to say a team doesn't use analytics, I think would be wrong of any team. The Brewers do use analytics, and they have people who are very knowledgeable in this area, and there are examples of certain players, and you'll hear this as they, when they acquire a player, our analytical people really like them. So that was influencing some of the decisions that went on. It's impossible for me to say, you know, was that happening 25% of the time? Was it 70% of the pickups? Was it, in some degree, all of them? You know, I don't know the answer to that with 100% certainty. I think, though, it is fair to say that this is going to be a cultural change for the organization because Doug Melvin does fit more of the old school. That's not to say he didn't understand analytics or embrace them to some degree, but he is really good at the people side of the game. And I think if you look at painting with broad strokes again, if you look at some of the new wave, it's less so. I mean, think of the Astros. They got into some, I don't know, situations, I picked the right word, but where perhaps it was a little too strong on the analytical side. And I think that maybe there's been, I think teams, you know, you adapt as you go along. And I think that this is going to be a shift for the organization for sure. They've said, you know, they're going to look at a wide berth of candidates, but you know, if you do end up with a younger GM, who's, you know, Craig Counsell, for example, is 44 years old. Let's say it ends up with a younger GM, you know, theoretically, if this goes well, you've got guys who can, again, guys or women who can work together for a long period of time. I think that sort of stability is very appealing to this particular owner. Remember when Mark Atanasio bought the Brewers, he kept a lot of the baseball operations department intact. That was Doug Melvin, Gord Ash, the assistant GM, and a lot of the baseball operations people stayed on, and they had a great deal of success. From 2005 to 14, only the Cardinals won more regular season games in the NL Central than the Brewers did. So there was some success that happened with a degree of stability, and I think that is very appealing to this particular owner.
Yeah, well, makes sense. Meanwhile, off the field again for the Brewers this week, more news. And I really thought this was one of the great stories of the year. David Denson, one of the top prospects in the organization, came out to his teammates, to the front office. And I guess I was very warmed by the response he got by his teammates, by management. All up and down, it seems as if this really just was handled beautifully by everybody in the organization.
Well, I agree with you, Dave. And I think it was also warming to see the response that came from the big league clubhouse. You know, basically, I think the way this game works is you do your job and you're a good teammate. You're going to get love in response from your guys in that clubhouse. And I think this is an example of that. You know, this is a young man who was freed of a tremendous burden in his life, and he was supported by the teammates there in Helena, and he found the same support in the Milwaukee clubhouse. I thought that was pretty cool, and I think it's just a really great example for everyone who looks at this issue and thinks it's going to create problems, et cetera, et cetera. No, you know what? Inside that clubhouse, you do your job, and you gain respect. That's what baseball, I think, is all about. And I thought that definitely stood out to me. So congratulations to, I think, everyone involved for the way this was handled. And you're right, this particular player, David Denson, is a good power-hitting prospect. He hit a home run in the All-Star game, Pioneer League All-Star game. And it would be a pretty cool story if he can make it up to Milwaukee and maybe say thanks to some of these guys who lent him support today. Maybe sometime down the line he can shake their hand and say, hey, thanks for having my back.
Yeah. More evidence of this game, baseball. It is so funny. One of the more conservative institutions, you know, one that is so rigid with its traditions, and yet, once again, socially, very much in lockstep with the country, or sometimes maybe even just a little bit advanced. And it's it's so nice to see. But that one of the great stories of the week. Listen, you got a lot going on. Ryan Braun about ready to take over the all-time record there with the Brewers as well as we play out the string of Milwaukee. Adam, always great stuff, and we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, there he goes. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.